Blog Talk Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to Stardish Radio. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2010. It's 11 a.m. in the east, 8 a.m. out in the west. It's 10 a.m. here in Texas, and you figured out by now that I am not Joanne. She's under the weather this morning, so I am Brandon from Brandon's Buzz, filling in for her and thrilled to be doing so. Waiting for our guests to call in this morning, so while we wait, let me tell you quickly about my show, Brandon's Buzz. I'm back on the air tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. here in Texas, and in the Central Time Zone. I'm doing a final farewell to As the World Turns, which was had its final episode last week after 54 years on the air, and I'm welcoming back to Brandon's Buzz tonight, Tuesday night again, 10 p.m., 7 p.m., in the west, 10 p.m. in the east. I'm welcoming back Connie Passalacqua-Heyman, Marlena Delacroix herself, for kind of a final farewell to As the World Turns. You know, she wrote Critical Condition in Soap Opera Weekly for, good Lord, 11 years. Really one of the premier soap critics in all of the daytime press, and she's been on my show. This will be her sixth appearance on my show. I love talking to her always, and we're talking tonight about the finale of As the World Turns and the amazing run of the iconic series. We're going to talk about Doug Marland. We're going to talk about Eileen Fulton. We're going to talk about, you know, all the great memories of Oakdale, past, present, and sadly no future. But anyway, we're going to be talking about the farewell of As the World Turns tonight on Brandon's Buzz, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. My guest has called in, I believe, so let me introduce him to you in case you don't know what you're listening to. You know, it's been nearly 15 years, but their work was so finely etched and the storyline so powerfully written and executed that fans to this day still talk about it, the tragic love story of Stone and Robin on General Hospital. And today and tomorrow, viewers will get a rare chance to revisit those memories. Robin finds herself in danger in the current storyline, and in something of a hallucination, she is set to conjure up an image of her first love, who is determined to give Robin the will to fight. And Stone himself has come by Stardish this morning to give us an exclusive preview of the action. What a fantastic thrill to welcome to the show today the amazing Michael Sutton.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Thanks.
So tell me how it felt to get this phone call after nearly 15 years. I mean, had you been in touch at all with the GH brass over the years, or did this come completely out of the blue?
You know, it came completely out of the blue. I kept up with a lot of the actors that I had worked with, but as far as the production and the producers that changed, I didn't really know who was running it things at this time. I kind of lost touch with them. So it was a bit of a surprise, but, you know, I guess they kept the character going for 15 years and interactive with the current stars on the show. So
absolutely,
it made sense to the fans, which is the most important thing.
You know, GH is one of those shows that's always been pretty good about, you know, honoring their history and kind of, you know, pulling from the past to, you know, kind of inform the current storylines. And so it's great that they're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I give them a lot of credit, you know. There are no boundaries in daytime, so it's great when they explore new things. And, you know, they did it in a way that kept the integrity and allowed these two characters that have this great connection to explore some scenes at a time where she's really, you know, in doubt and needs a boost of encouragement and get that second wind and will to survive and live.
Sure. You know, given how emotionally draining and how wrenching the climax of your original GH stint was, did you have any trepidation at all about stepping back into Stone's shoes?
Yeah, I mean, not that I didn't know the character inside and out, because I do, but just, you know, at that point in time, 15 years ago, I was so connected and so tapped into it, and portraying the character day in and day out, you live it. There's just no way around
sure.
it. It was part of me. And, you know, being removed from it, my hesitation was, can I get back to the place that was going to be consistent with what it needed to be for that storyline? And, you know, sure enough, when we got up on set and, you know, you're dressed like Stone and she's dressed like Robin and you're on that soundstage and, you know, the eyes start to well up and you're connecting
Absolutely.
With someone that you've been through the trenches with, we got to the point where I think GH fans are going to at least be reconnected with what was originally done.
Wow. you know, you and Kimberly, I read that you two hadn't seen each other, but, you know, a couple of times in the past 15 years, and yet when the two of you were back in the arena together, so to speak, that crackling magic just came rushing back.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that rush of adrenaline.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty amazing. We talked about it afterwards, and it's just, you know, like any time you've gone through something traumatic in real life, you kind of always have that bond. And as actors in portraying these characters that we did, I mean, we were, you know, prepped as much as we could and given the most incredible professional doctors with the right information and the sensitivity, you know, that the show used back then in telling the story was first rate. However, as actors, we still had to perform something that scared us and was crazy, just deep and emotional. So the trust that we gained in each other back then was pretty remarkable. And I think you just never lose that, even though it was acting and as actors and it wasn't real life. The fact that we had to do something that was bigger than us, and we knew it back then, I'll always have that connection with Kimberly McCullough, and so therefore Robin and Stone, and it just kind of transcends.
And, you know, what was great about that was daytime has a tendency to kind of glamorize things and, you know, whitewash things a little bit. And GH at that time, for that storyline, was so dedicated to really presenting it as realistically as possible.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I think that's why it means something today. It was handled the right way back then, and I think that, you know, Kimberly and myself, we really gave 100% of ourselves to it, and I think that's why people care.
You know, back in the day, you guys really kind of influenced the attitudes and actions of an entire generation of young people regarding safe sex, regarding HIV testing. Given the given the horrifying statistics that have been rolling out, you know, over the past couple of years with new HIV cases back on the rise, you know, it may be a sad commentary on the state of the union, but the fact is television can be an extremely powerful and persuasive medium when it comes to transmitting these kinds of messages. Is it time for another show to consider taking a chance on a storyline like this again?
You know, I think it definitely is. It is true. It's something that isn't going away, and I think it needs to be explored again. You know, I don't know if there is a better vehicle than a soap opera to do it. So I don't know if a primetime show is going to tackle it in the right way. I just don't think that it's the right vehicle. I mean, think about it. In daytime soap, you've got fans that watch it day in and day out.
You
and
bet.
Therefore, you're connected in a way where they're part of your lives. And that's why it was so true to form, because every day was the battle that Stone had against, you know, the disease, how to combat it, new treatments, the whole mental process of preparing for your own fatality, mortality at a time when, you know, the character was 19 or so years old, and people at that age don't have to deal with, you know, a subject matter like that. So the forum in which you're going to tell that storyline with the disease is perfect for daytime. And the thing that is about, you know, we did it. So I don't know if another show is going to tackle it, because, you know, we kind of did it and so true to it that I think they stay away from it. You know, it's like it's been done. So I don't know, but I would encourage it. I think that, you know, it still needs to be explored and the evolution of where the disease is now, you know?
Absolutely. So do you still get recognized as Stone, or has enough time passed that it's not really an issue anymore?
No, I do, which is pretty remarkable. it's wild. I've had my hair every length on the show.
I know.
You know, so there's no hiding. I can't like say, all right, I'm going to cut my hair off and people won't recognize me. So they've seen me with long hair, short hair, everything in between. So I am Stone on the streets, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, this guy is back on General Hospital today and tomorrow. Fans have been waiting 15 years to see Stone and Robin together again, and it's going to be very exciting. I know I'll be watching, and I know all your fans will be watching. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Same here. I thank you so much for stopping in here.
Of course. My pleasure.
The magnificent Michael Sutton, everybody, on Stardish. Stardish Radio in the can for Tuesday, September 28th, 2010. Again, General Hospital, 3 p.m. Eastern, ABC. and let me think, 10 p.m. Eastern on SoapNet tonight and tomorrow night, today and tomorrow on ABC, tonight and tomorrow night on SoapNet, the terrific Michael Sutton returns as Stone Cates to act with Kimberly McCullough as Robin Scorpio Drake on the Great Soap General Hospital. Quickly, I'm going to tell you one more time. Tonight on Brandon's Buzz, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, my show, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. It's a final farewell to As the World Turns with the great Connie Pathelacqua-Hayman, Marlena De La Croix herself. You don't want to miss that. We had a great conversation. We taped it last week. I'm airing it tonight. We kind of send As the World Turns off to soap heaven in grand style, in inimitable Marlena style. Connie's the best. That's tonight, again, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, on Brandon's Buzz, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. If you're listening to this show right here, you already know how to find it, but in case you don't, blogtalkradio.com/Stardish. That is kind of home base for the show. You can listen to the show. You can download previous episodes of the show. You can send comments. You can send emails. It really is home base for Stardish. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/Stardish. You can also find Stardish on iTunes. Joanne is on iTunes, guys, and all of her episodes are there. You can download individual old episodes as podcasts for playback on the device of your choosing, or you can subscribe to the show and have new episodes automatically download to your library the minute they're uploaded to the music store. So she's all over. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. She's on iTunes. She's everywhere. Google the words Stardish Radio, and something will pop up that points you in her direction. And I'm all over Twitter and Facebook and the Internet as well. So Google Brandon's Buzz, and you can find something that sends you in my direction. Again, you can find me at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. You can find Joanne at blogtalkradio.com/Stardish. I've had a great time filling in for Joanne today. Get well soon, my darling. And I'll see you guys tonight. blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, with the great Connie Pathelacqua-Hayman on Brandon's Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barat, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio. This is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, guys. This is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Jasmine Guy. You may know me as Tatuba on Stardish Radio.
This is Lisa Lo Cicero, Olivia Falconeri from General Hospital.
And Brandon Barash, Johnny Zaccaro from General Hospital.
And hi, this is Megan Ward, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Robin Strasser on Stardish. Let's dish.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know, oh, 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 yeah.
Hey, this is Scott Clifton, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Tyler Christopher, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
You ready? Hey, all you dope fans, this is Tika Sumter, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening. Get all your dish right here.